Ella.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. We spoke yesterday about listing the company with the first Peach Google placement.
All right, yeah.
You asked me to give you a call back today to get set up.
Is it still available?
It is still available, yes, sir.
All right, let me just ask now. You say it's month to month.
Correct.
And it's $200 a month.
$249 a month.
All right. So can I just try the first month, see what happens?
You absolutely can try the first month and see what happens. Everything that we do here is all done month to month with no contract. Now, I want to explain the exact timeline to you so that you can make the best decision for your company. Our business, Local Splash, we've been a company for 18 years and a Google Premier partner for the last 10 of those. So everything we do is done as a Premier partner to Google and on a month-to-month basis with no contract. So our clients choose to keep coming back to us every single month. Your package will include first page placement on Google within the local mapping section. It will include all of the Facebook ads and social media marketing. It will include programming for the top directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. It also will include a downloadable app to track the physical phone calls and the content as it's coming in. You will get a client dashboard that's going to allow you to upload new photos, change content, run promotions. And additionally, we will help with voice-activated searches for Amazon Alexa and Google Home. We also include review generation and reputation management. So we're not just throwing you up there on Google and saying, hey, good luck. What this does is automatic retargeting between both Google and Facebook. So it is a campaign that we have to build. And the more content that we have, the quicker it's going to build, the longer your reputation is going to get, the more traction it's going to have. So you can do everything here month to month, and that's why we offer all of our services month to month. If you start for the first 30 days and you're 100% satisfied, obviously you're going to continue staying with us month in and month out. Mark, I want to explain the exact timeline and delivery dates on everything and how it is explained within our terms and conditions. That way there's no surprises, okay?
Fine.
Okay, so from the point of sale, the first thing we do is we go ahead and we conduct a client onboarding. This is a conversation that takes approximately 20 to 30 minutes. After that, we will go ahead and send out for verification directly through Google. This is going to be the content that we send off to Google, business license, insurance, the information we need to verify your business with Google. This entire process takes a maximum of about 2 weeks. I see it happen sooner than that all the time, but I like to be clear about what the terms and conditions state. Now, with this, your Facebook ads will be up and running in the first 7 to 14 days with all of the calls coming directly to you. We don't have to build a website for you because you already have a beautiful website, so we can begin advertising that immediately on all of the directories. Those pages are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. What the terms and conditions state is for full possible for first page placement is a max of 30 to 45 days. Now, that is for companies who don't have a website, who aren't very responsive, and we have to build all the content on our own without any interaction from the clients, okay? Mm-hmm. That's not based on companies like yourself who already have a website, already have a little bit of internet presence, and are going to be responsive to us. But I like to let you know what everything states up front. I see it happen sooner than 30 to 45 days all the time. It really depends on how interactive you are with us, how productive your campaign is going to be. Now, once everything is up and running, it basically runs itself because we continue all of the programming, we continue all of the updating, we continue all of the ads and the stories and the reels and the posts, but the first little bit does require communication with you and getting everything moving.
All right, so let me ask you, what are mm-hmm. the what do they have to type in to find my website? For
your Google listing to be showing up. So they're going to punch in any of the keyword services that you're providing. So it's my understanding that you're offering roll-offs in addition to actual, like, trash and junk removal, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can put the trash, mm-hmm. garbage,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Debris removal, or if you're taking yard cleanup removal, if you're removing specific things, say refrigerator or appliance haul-off, some people, in some areas, it's a big deal if you do mattress haul off, because a lot of places won't haul off mattresses. The trash company won't take them. If you're doing large pickup item, we can be very specific. So it doesn't just have to be like trash or junk or debris removal or actual garbage. We're able to critique it down to that, some of the bigger items that you see being hauled off. If you're doing, say people are doing move in, move out, right? Some people do a move-out junk haul-off. They need somebody to come do a garage clean-out and haul all the junk off from that. We can do that as well. We're able to target the specific words of what folks are looking for when you would be coming up.
Yeah, well, we don't – well, I used to when I started, but, you know, I mean, I'm trying to stay away from, like, the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't want to just go send a truck out to pick up a couch,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it doesn't pay.
You okay.
know, so I don't
sure.
want to be flooded with that stuff. I'm more looking for, container service, like roll off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Junk haul away, stuff like mm-hmm. that. So if people call, I can tell them, I can bring you a box. You know, because there's a lot of companies out there, like the 1-800 junk guys, they'll go pick up just a chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't do that. You know,
right.
I mean, we used to do that, but I just don't have
it's
enough guys.
Effective.
It just isn't. You know, unless it's a whole house clean out, you know, that you can make a couple $1,000s. But I mean, if it's just
right.
two things, it doesn't pay. You
right.
know?
Absolutely. And it's understandable. And this is the cool thing about this, though, Mark, is when you get the call and the call comes into you and you're speaking with that client, right, and say for some reason that it is a smaller job that you're not really, it's not really worth it for you. When you let them know that you don't have anything available to fulfill their need, there was no lead cost associated with that if you choose to turn that job down. Just like when you accept the job that is a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 job, you're not charged for that lead either. Everything comes directly to you. But we do have a way to target those bigger type of things that you're looking for and in the specific zip codes that you're looking to target it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's go. Let's do it.
Okay. So your last name, Mark, what is that?
Olexion, Olexion.
All right. And email?
It's info@totaltrash, I think that's what it is, .com.
Hold on a second. I do remember seeing something. Let me double check that. I think it might be totaltrashremoval.com. Hold on. Yeah,
well,
info@totaltrashremoval.com is the one that you have here on the website.
But I don't think we really use that one anymore.
Okay.
There's a Total Trash Removal at Yahoo, and then I think the new one is info@totaltrash.com.
Okay. Yeah. Let me check. Let me see here what it says. Because it'll usually let me know pretty quickly if it works. So this is where we're going to send any and all invoices and correspondence to and from. Okay. Yeah, it's letting me know that email address is invalid. info@totaltrash.com.
Or maybe it's totaltrash@info.com. I mean, I can call up and ask them, you know, but I, yeah.
Okay. I just need the invoice that you want me to send the email address that you want me to send the invoices to that's a valid email. So it's up to you. It can always be changed out at any time as well.
Well, you could just send it to and then I guess maybe down the road we could change it. But you could send it to Total Trash at Yahoo.
Okay, Total Trash.
Well, you know what? Let me see. Yeah, try Total Trash Removal at Yahoo.com.
We have this great feature, so it lets us know right away if an email address is valid or invalid. Yep, that one's valid. TotalTrashRemoval@Yahoo.com. And then even during your client onboarding appointment, we can change it out whenever you want it changed. This is not the email address that the general public is going to. All of that will be verified once the client interview has taken place, but this is just going to be correspondence to and from you and Local Splash because we send everything over in writing at all times, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the best phone number for us to reach you at, correct?
To reach me, but, I mean, the office phone number is the 908-756-DUMP number.
Okay. Let me get that going. So you want the clients calling the 908-756-DUMP.
Yeah, 3867.
How did you get that? Have you had that for a long time?
I've had that for 25 years. I actually tried to start. I actually, before the internet, I tried to start a 1-800-GOT-JUNK type of thing. You know, try to get a bunch of people together and then start some kind of a franchise. But I couldn't find people that wanted to work. You know, I mean, people are
right.
lazy.
You know, this did tell me we haven't. So as soon as I sent it to you, it said we have a new email address. Please email us there and update our contact info. It's an automatic notice that was sent over from your Yahoo email. So I'm going to go in and put it, and it gave me that info at. Let me give it a go and see what happens. Oh, it is total. It says info at totaltrashremoval.com. So your Yahoo email sent me an auto response that says, hi, we have a new email address. Please email us there and update our contact info. So do you want this to go to the info at totaltrashremoval.com? Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. And then I just sent a text with my direct phone number and extension line because I'm going to be the lead on your account and point of contact for you, Mark. So it's my job to make sure you get what you want and need out of the package, okay?
Just send that over, yeah.
I did. And then I have a home office here of 321 Spicer Avenue. Spicer?
Yep.
South Plainfield, New Jersey, 07080. And that's a home office, so we will keep that physical address hidden on Google. Do you have license and insurance for the company? I'm sure, right?
What do you mean?
Do you have business license?
Oh, yeah. Everything is fully insured.
Okay, perfect. And then what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
Making between 9 and 3.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Now, for the dumpster, are you doing the dumpster haul off? Are you doing the dumpster roll off deliveries?
Yeah, delivery and pickup.
Okay. And do you have any other specifics that you want advertised with that? Sometimes it'll be like the dimensions, like those, because some of them you have different sizes, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's 4 different sizes.
Okay. Dumpster rental, dumpster drop-off, and removal. Okay.
Well, you could actually put down commercial and residential because we pick up houses, we pick up restaurants, apartment houses, everything.
Wow. Make a lot of money at it. It's not a very fun job, I imagine.
The only thing I know how to do, and it actually is a fun job because
is it?
Oh, you wouldn't believe the stuff that I found over the years. So.
Oh, I would. I love to like. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but I love to like when people put their stuff out by the curb or whatever. Like, I really like to go look at their stuff. So I would have fun.
The guys at the transfer stations. It's like when you go into a transfer station around here, it's like going to a flea market.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they pull the guys at the station. Well, they don't do it much anymore because all the big companies are buying the little transfer stations up. But they would pull everything out,
anything
old stuff that was good. And then when you dumped, if you found something that you see something that you like, you just take it. I mean, you could go into the transfer station, and the guys would pull out like lawnmowers, bicycles, kids' bicycles, all kinds of stuff, lawn tools. Air conditioners, and they put them aside. And if you see something you like, you just take it.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
I never bought my kids, I never bought them a TV, never had to buy a washing machine, never had to buy a dryer, never bought a lawnmower,
That's amazing.
I always put them in the garbage. Yeah, I did clean out houses in there. they'd always be put. If somebody bought a new washer, they would usually get a new dryer, even though the dryer was good. So
I think the dryer, my ex-husband brought me a huge, like, I don't know, it's like 20 by 30. It's so huge. One of those humongous floor area rugs that was thrown in the trash like that. And it was brand new. It was brand new. They threw out all the furniture and everything. They didn't want any of it. And he brought me a huge one of the, it's like, we looked it up. It was a few thousand dollars on a rug. You know?
Oh, yeah. I had pool tables. I had everything. You know?
Wow.
Pianos. Anything you wanted. You
That's
know?
Nuts.
I used to tell people just to put an order in. What do you want? And I said, when I come across it, I'll put it aside. You know?
I'll come get it for you when you. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. And they had like the whole town would have a cleanup,
uh-huh.
And we'd have the contract to clean the whole town up. Everybody would throw their garbage out. So I tell people, what are you looking for? I said, if I find it, I'll tell you what street it's on and where it's at. You can go get it. You know.
And, wow.
And they had the stuff we used to find. I mean, my house, I still have furniture and pictures and, you know, cabinets, old cabinets and, you know, stuff like that, that's in the house that, you know, I found years ago that I never threw out, you know. So
that's crazy. I need to schedule your client interview, and this is where we're going to verify the information to get everything moving forward. I have an available appointment time today between 6 and 7. Would you be available to speak with my agent?
Not today because
we're
taking the grandkids out.
Okay. What time tomorrow? Our first appointment starts between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The last one is between 6 and 7.
At night?
Correct. The first one between 10 and 11 a.m.
Oh, a.m. Okay.
to 6 and 7 p.m. So we're on the West Coast, so our hours are 7 to 4, and your time, that's 10 to 7, because we're 3 hours behind you. So we really don't slip off all day, I promise.
Yeah. All right, well, no, I mean, let's do it at, let me see, what am I doing tomorrow? Yeah, 10 o'clock will work.
Okay, so between 10 and 11, I'm going to be honest, it's usually about 10 before we get that first call going in the morning, and I'm going to be the one to call you and introduce you to your onboarding agent, and that call's going to come from our 714 number. So when you get a call coming in from a 714 number out of California, don't be surprised. It's me calling to introduce you to your agent to get everything going and moving forward, okay?
All right. Well, that'll work out because, you know, I'm not in my office, and the girl who's going to be field and all of this stuff will be there, so you
oh, perfect. That's amazing. Okay. So I only have a couple of things left. I'm going to read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month. But first, in order to secure the listing for the first peach placement on Google, the card you're putting on file, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay, and is the billing address the home office there?
The billing address for this card, it's I don't know if it's for that office.
The 321 Spicer?
No, I think it's 70. It's in the same town, same zip code.
Okay, but it has to be. I have to have the exact address.
Well, yes. You mean the address of where this card goes to?
The billing address for the card, yeah, because when we process the card, it asks us for that.
All right. Well, they'll try to 321 Spicer.
Okay. We'll give that a go. And then, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
First and last name.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
3727.
Mm-hmm.
230. 516-71003.
Expiration month and year?
528.
Four-digit code on the front?
5443.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We can do the first pet's name.
Which is?
Tinker.
Tinker with a K or the K?
Oh, I don't know. Just Tinker. T-I-N-K-E-R.
Tinker. Okay, yeah. All right. So I'm processing the account for the 249, and the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Total trash removal.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Mark Alexian, President.
Mark, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is October 31st, 2023, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of just $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 31st day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, Mark, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the last thing I'm going to do is I'm sending you one last text message, and it says https://my.localsplash.com. It's going to have your phone number, and it's going to say terms. Can you please click the link I just sent you?
All right.
Okay. Once you click that, it should open up, and it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yep.
All right. This is literally everything that I verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. As you scroll down to the bottom of the page, please click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
All right. Where it says I agree to... Is
correct. Yeah, you're the person who made the purchase today. You agree that you are the cardholder and signer of this account?
Yeah. Okay.
And then once you hit confirm signature, it should take you to a screen asking for a username and password. If you want to bookmark that page, you're welcome to. If you don't, you don't have to worry about it because you will get an email on how to sign in and use the login credentials once they are made available to you. They will be available to you in approximately 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client interview. So client interview is scheduled again for tomorrow between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be calling from our 714 number to go ahead and get everything squared away.
Okay.
All right.
I'll set it up later on, I guess, or you'll give me whatever you
want. Yeah, you'll get the credentials. So right now that's going to be for your tracking and reporting system, but at this moment we don't have the credentials because there's nothing in it. So we have to have your client interview first and input the information so there's something for you to see. We don't even have access to it yet. Okay?
Okay. That's fine.
All right, Mark. Well, if you have any further questions or you need any help, please feel free to reach out to me. I am here to assist you. And welcome to the Local Splash family.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
All right, bye.